Welcome to the Crimson Circle Monthly Meeting. We are here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we are broadcasting from the Chambre Pavilion. This beautiful space, beautiful energy. We are so glad that you are here with us. Thank you.
This is the third monthly shout we've done from here. The first one actually was up on the lanai because this wasn't built yet. We did another one here, I believe it was in November, and this is our third, so we're getting really good at it. the production team
is comfortable.
From Colorado is in the back, and this not so much panic this time as there was last time. It's like we're in the field, so to speak. We're not at the studio in Colorado, but so far it's working good. So let's just take a deep breath with that and hope that it continues.
It's a beautiful place. I'm not sure, but our mics might be picking up the beautiful warblers and other birds doing their chirping and singing. And as you saw from the video, that was a video of this property. This is a very, very glorious place.
Yeah, actually, it was just shot the other day. Mark Ritter and Peter Orlando shot it in the rain. So I would give them a lot of credit for that. But it was such beautiful lighting at the time. We've got an audience here in the studio, some that are here from the last workshop, some coming to the next workshop, some who live on the island. Got a good group here, so we can't really do the thing where we say who's from out of town, because I think just about everybody is.
Almost everybody.
Almost. So we should just pass the microphone.
I'm happy to do that when we're ready.
Everybody to introduce themselves. You wouldn't mind giving us your name and where you're from. And stand up, please, so everybody in the whole world can see you.
Okay.
Unless you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, you can run,
okay,
but you can't hide.
Where are we going to start?
Here we go. I'm going to start in the back, of course.
Okay.
Come on.
My name is Uchejo. I come from Korea.
Oh, thank you. Good to see you again.
My name is Myung Lim from Korea.
Thank you. We just did a AMIO Retreat Korean workshop last week, so thank you.
My name is Nancy Isaacs from Minnesota.
Oh, good time of the year to be out of Minnesota. Yeah.
Nice to see you.
And I'm Ron Ruling from Minnesota.
Ron, haven't seen you in a long time. Good to see you again. Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Bong Soo Seo from South Korea.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We had fun with you at the last workshop.
Very fun.
Kathleen McWilliams from Kona.
From Kona. Doesn't that sound good to say you were from Colorado before and now...
I live in Hawaii.
You're here. This is it. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Hulda from Switzerland.
Ah, good to see you. Thank you. Welcome.
Hello. I'm Silku from South Korea as well.
Thank you.
I'm Jessica, and I was born and raised here on Big Island.
And Jessica assists Michelle with the workshops, and she got kind of interested, the last couple workshops and all these people and kind of hearing what we're doing. And she said, I'd really like to come to this thing on Saturday. And we're like, come on. No, I mean, like, yes, please come. We'd love to have you.
We're glad you're here. Nice that you would be here. Thank you.
Aloha. I'm Noelani from Big Island.
And Noelani actually was our realtor, sold us the property, spent a couple days with us running around all around the island trying to find a place. We found this, and it's like, perfect. And you made the whole process so easy. Thank you. And if you need a realtor, if you're going to move here to the island. This
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm originally from North Carolina, but I live here on the Big Island.
Oh, great. Good to see you.
Kelly.
Good morning. My name is Wim. I'm from Poland, from Ustanów. And I'm very happy to be there. And greetings to entire staff, the participants, and Dzień dobry, Szambra w Polsce.
Thank you.
I am Lidia from Poland. I Dzień dobry, aloha, Szambra w Polsce.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
And Lydia and Wim were our sponsors in Poland when we did a workshop there.
Nine years ago?
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I was going to say five. Okay. 2011. So good to see you here.
Hi, my name is Isaac. I come from Colorado.
Are you
single and available? What? Are you single and available?
Don't pay attention. She's not asking for herself. She's asking for other people.
Hi, I'm Lulu from Denver, Colorado.
Good, thank you.
And if you go to flirt with him, don't do it in front of his mother.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Kona.
And originally from Colorado.
Colorado, yeah, yeah. England, Seattle.
Yeah. How long have you been here in the island now?
6 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I remember when you moved from Colorado to here, I thought, what are you doing, girl?
I
and
know.
Now we're here.
Okay. Which is wonderful, yeah. By the way.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Hello, I'm Katarina, and I'm from Vienna, Austria.
Ah.
Thank you.
I love Vienna.
Hi, I'm Mirav. I'm from, I don't know, it's hard to... No, where
pick
I'm
a
from.
Place. Any, like Adama says, Israel. Make it up. Yeah, yeah.
Born in Israel, then California many years, and then I was in Bali and then in London. And I was just in Thailand, and then the coronavirus thing happened.
Where do you keep your clothes?
Everywhere.
In the suitcase.
I have like four different places. That, yeah. So now I actually moved here.
Oh, wow.
Two weeks ago.
Wow.
Because I'm like, why not? I can be in Asia or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm here.
Good. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nami from Hilo, the other side of the island.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Moji, and I'm from Kamuela, Hawaii.
Good.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sharon from Hawaii.
And originally from Minnesota.
Yes.
And now here.
Aloha, I'm Janine. I'm from Canada.
Okay.
Thank you.
Which part?
The East Coast, Newfoundland.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm back to Sieglinde, and I'm now in Kona.
In Kona, originally from
Germany,
and then quite a bit of time in Santa Fe, now here. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Natalie. I'm from Los Angeles, but I've lived here for about 8 years.
Thank you.
I'm Michelle Dinu, and I live on the Big Island.
And Michelle's the property manager, takes care of all the workshops and everything. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Couldn't do it without you.
Thank you.
I'm Horace Dinu, and I live on the Big Island.
And where are you originally from, sir?
Romania.
Romania. And I do need to point out that Horace was the architect for this beautiful pavilion, and most of the stuff up at the pool level did a great job. Thank you, Horace.
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm from Colorado.
Temporarily here, helping with the filming and productions.
I'm Jean Tinder. I'm also from Colorado. Working here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm Mark Ritter, also from Colorado, and here for a couple of weeks.
And say hi to Jane.
I'm Moshe Groger. I moved here about a year ago.
Good. So it kind of seems funny to see you guys back there because we're used to it from Colorado, but now you're sitting here in Hawaii back there at the production desk and doing your thing. And in the meantime, back in Colorado, well, I'll get to that in just a minute, but I want to point out something that it was actually Kathleen McWilliams sent the other day, and I thought, that's so appropriate. You know, on the island, they always say aloha, and she had a new take on it. I think. Hello? Oh, aloha. Okay, so, you know, Adamus is real big into allowing.
Yes,
okay.
He is.
I thought it was funny.
It is funny.
Anyway, and meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have a watch party going on in Colorado now. So a big shout out to all of you who are sitting at the studio in Colorado watching this, missing us. And I heard the weather was actually pretty good back there, so I can't talk about
it's
the
temporary.
Weather. Temporary. Temporary. You know it's going to snow, don't you? Anyway, thank you for being at the studio in Colorado. Appreciate it.
If you like to snowboard and snow ski and skate and freeze your butt off, it's an awesome place to be right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. If you remember, last month was the Passion Series Shoud number 6. And because it's so hard to remember what we did a month ago, much less a week
ago,
we always put together a little kind of a recap review. So you guys ready in the back? Let's see the recap. I'd like to welcome all of those new ones listening in today. Maybe it's your first, second, maybe third child, but so many new ones coming in. I was a bit taken today when I was surveying the group at the many new ones that are here. This is a huge time of convergence. And the whole purpose of coming to Earth, understanding energy and consciousness at a time of other convergences on the planet, technology. Technology converging with consciousness. Technology converging with itself. It's exciting. It's a bit frightening, but it's why you're here. It is the time of convergence. And for you individually, it's the time of realization. There's some key elements, things that are changing the most right now. Linda, I'm going to ask you to write these on a single new piece of paper.
Okay.
The changes involve, first of all, a hierarchical change. In other words, life on the planet has been very hierarchical. You see it in your businesses, your institutions, your societies, but it's also in nature. It's in science and mathematics. Everything has a hierarchical order to it. You get used to it. That's all going away. And that's going to scare you, and it's going to scare a lot of people on the planet. They almost need that hierarchy. They need to be told where they fit into the order. It's going away rapidly. The other thing that's changing for so many of you, and this relates to all the questions, is your world has been externalized for as long as you can remember. Everything is a perspective of what's on the outside. And sometimes a desperate attempt to find what's on the inside, but it's always referenced by what's on the outside. You see it as being external, and it's not. Everything starts to become internal. You start to realize it's all your perception. Therefore, you can recreate it however you want with ease and grace. And by the way, that's the key to staying on this planet after realization. The other thing that's changing very, very rapidly for you and for humans in general is local. Most people from one lifetime to the other stay within about 50 miles or less of where they had their last lifetime. And they're with the same family they had. Now, that's changing rapidly. Rapidly. Because now just the internet brings everything global. And then the other one, the big one, linear. Linear. It's kind of tied in with the hierarchical. Everything in an order. Time is linear, or so humans believe. It's not. We go from linear to and. You can be human and you can be a total light being at the same time. You don't have to be one or the other. You can be a masculine and you can be feminine at the same time. It's the and. These are the things that are getting torn apart right now for all of you. That's really so much of what we're doing here and ultimately for humanity. And this also makes a very nice acronym of where things are right now. Took you this long to notice that I had to say it. So a lot of the questions that we have today are related to this. I'm ready for questions and answers. Dear Linda, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have talked of a compelling passion awaiting us, but more often of the master just sitting on the park bench. Will passion return to our lives before and or after realization?
The passion is letting energy serve you, period. But don't think about it, feel it.
What does it mean to be realized? How can I know that I realize that I'm realized?
Everything is integrated. There is no fight within, because the only thing you're ever fighting is your own energy, and that doesn't make any sense.
Oh man, you just fixed about half the questions.
Well, throw them out. Let's party. It's total integration. It's an integration of all your aspects, your past lives, your future lives.
What is the difference between realization and embodied enlightenment?
Well, realization, you don't have to stay embodied. You can be like the butterfly and just fly away and never come back. The embodied realization or embodied enlightenment is making that conscious choice to stay on the planet. This literally, Shambhara, is the first group ever to be choosing that.
Last year was very challenging for me as my encounter with a dragon manifested through a breast cancer. So my question is, I feel good right now and my body is rebalancing.
Good.
But will I be able to stay on the planet and live the life of realization?
The body is going through tremendous changes right now, and it does have the capability of healing or rejuvenating itself. Even if you've had very, very traumatic and deep physical imbalances. If you are having any physical ailment right now, allow your energy to come in, your energy, and find a way to clear it. And you don't have to supervise it or manage it. You just allow it to happen. Sometimes it appears to be getting a little worse before it gets better, but it will clear.
For all those with chronic pain or disease of any kind, is it appropriate to say that as one embodies their realization, this type of stuff naturally goes away without having to work at it? I found it challenging to allow when the body is in constant pain. Maybe you can talk a bit about letting go of this.
That's the best time to allow, when your body's in pain, because your bodies are in pain. I'd be surprised if they weren't right now, because they're going through so much. And every level, you allow yourself right through the pain. It's a great way of really understanding allowing. You come out the other side of it, and suddenly you realize you had a lot of stuck energy there and in other places, and now it's all moving again, all healing. It's all your energy, and stop pretending that it's not. It's all your energy. You allow it to serve you now. And you don't have to do it through physical disease and pain and mental trauma and going crazy. You just take a deep breath and allow. I am that I am.
All of the questions inevitably want to know, they want to be sure that they're stumbling with health, relationships, abundance, or self-worth, that they can still get past that to their realization. Every one of your answers says there is a way to get past that.
Get over it. Either you stay in it or you get over it. It's one of the two. So when Tobias left to come back to Earth as Sam, he was the first of about a little over 1,500 ascended masters who came back in. And he said that they were coming back in to just enjoy life, because they really hadn't done so in their last lifetime. They kind of had the suffering way into realization. He didn't tell the whole story about that. They came back in to enjoy life, but they came back to to be with you, jeez, to meet you, to hook up with you, to share with you, to reveal themselves to you. And they're going to be doing that when you get over all this other stuff, when you allow your realization. They're not going to come in before. You're not going to meet them before, but they came in to be part of your life.
You'll remember, but before that shout, people were invited to send questions, and it was quite, and I mean, there were hundreds of them. So it was, you know, took a fair amount of work to distill and find questions that really covered people's concerns.
It's pretty rare that Adamus takes questions.
Completely
He likes
rare.
Asking the questions, right. But he rarely takes them. So I think that was the first shout ever where he's
first,
really dedicated most of the shout to questions. Okay.
Well, he did that thing where, you know, I'd ask a question and he'd answer 20 in that one
right,
answer.
Right. Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Okay. Now that we remember what last month was like, let's take a look at recent events right here at Villa Amio. That's Linda's new Tesla. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Anyway, we just had a wonderful couple of workshops. We had the Energy Works in mid-February. Great group from really, I think, like 16 or 18 different countries. And it just runs through some shots here of the group and some of the activities. I always love the look in the eyes of Chambra.
Absolutely.
It's very distinctive. The view of actually down our driveway at sunset. Not a bad driveway shot, huh? Yeah, no, I love that. Actually tied into that is a shot Mark Ritter took for the cover of the current Chambra magazine. Where were we? Oh yeah. A couple of ascended masters. And Adamus with that look like, what the hell are you talking about? Moisha. And we always have a lot of food. We start out all the events with an opening dinner and eat a lot and have a fair amount to drink. And anyway, it was a great group that was here. The group from Brazil. Mm-hmm. Three from Brazil were here. Michelle handling the food service. We always have a lot of goodies at the break. Good food too, healthy.
Absolutely.
All healthy. And it was a lot of fun doing that.
Mother-daughter.
I think that was, from Switzerland. I think we hadn't, that was only our second Energy Works workshop we've ever done.
That's right.
And of course, with Hawaii, always the beautiful sunsets. Mm. Oh, and that's a group shot there. I don't know if Belle is in. Oh, yeah, Belle's in the shot. She gets it all.
Sure.
The shots. Okay. After that, we did the Amyo retreat with Korean translation. And we had a really, really good group in from Korea.
Incredible.
Really wonderful to work with. It was a little odd because everybody was so worried about the coronavirus. And South Korea, of course, is really getting hit with that. But we got through without an incident.
We did.
A couple of people weren't feeling well. They stayed away, which was great. But we had a lot of fun during the workshop.
Such a focused group.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Of course, wow. Belle, always the center of attention, getting hugs and kisses. Never ending.
Hey, wait, some of these people are here.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You're famous now.
Thank you.
Yeah. More.
And I'm always a little concerned when we do a non-English workshop. I'm concerned about the translation. The translator was so good. I mean, the first morning you could feel she was kind of trying to pace herself. And Adamus was going a little bit slower, but then she was just right on it.
I can tell when a translator is comfortable because once they get going, the next thing you know, Adamus is gesturing, and then they're doing their translation and gesturing. It's like, okay, they're comfortable.
Yeah. And, of course, more attention for Belle.
Oh, more. Yeah, she deserves it.
And a group shot at the end. So that was our month of February, and here we are in March.
It was a great month.
It really was. It was a lot of fun. And now we've got some events coming up very soon, if I can find my place here.
Well, Jeff, there's only a couple exceptions to what's not sold out.
Okay, upcoming events. So, we'll go through these quickly because I think almost everything is sold out.
There's just a couple things.
Yeah, this is Ascended Masters Club. Linda's like, it looks like a damn church.
Okay. I ain't going.
Okay. We're going to have a threshold, which is really one of my favorite events later in the month.
Correct.
Between now and then, we're doing a bunch of filming, like Master's Life 12 we're going to film next week. We have a Master's Pause. We have all sorts of stuff we're going to be filming.
We do.
So, but the threshold is sold out, which is good. Then coming April 1st at 2:00 Denver time, it'll be the first ever tour of the Ascended Masters Club hosted by Adamus. I don't know where he came up with this, but it was kind of funny. But
we'll see how funny. Can we grade him afterwards?
Well, he uses the Ascended Masters Club. It's kind of his shtick, and he always refers to going back there, and he's the president, and he tells stories about Shambra.
He does the job best,
And he said he's finally going to take us for a tour. So it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, meaning kind of more fun than anything. April 1st.
It's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. But it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with. So,
and it's free.
And it's free, yeah. So anyway, that's coming up very, very soon. And then we have a couple more workshops, the Master's Code, another Energy Works. The Energy Works is with Spanish translation. Villy's going to be here for that.
She is.
Doing
she
all
is.
The translation. So excited about both those. We have a busy, busy time coming up.
We do.
Yeah.
But it's busy in heaven.
In heaven. Coming in mid-March, we're going to be doing the first time ever Journey of the Angels online. Linda and I are going to be live hosting it from right here in the pavilion. And I think it's one of the last things that Tobias did before he left. Let's take a little look at Journey of the Angels.
It was. He did it the summer that he left.
Yeah.
Yeah, the very last.
Thank you. And so it was. Beyond time and space, that there was this thing called spirit. It was oneness. It was complete unto itself. When spirit, when the original, the eternal one, said, "Who am I?" it instantly created a mirror of itself so that it could see who it was, so that it could answer its own question. And in that mirror, the oneness gazed into its own heart and instantly fell in love. And through this miraculous process of loving each other and ultimately loving themselves, they created the children of God. And so it was that a new day came. You were so excited about going off and visiting yet a new part of the first circle, of all that was. Suddenly your wanderings took you to a halt. It would be much like if you were wandering through a forest, a beautiful forest, on a beautiful sunny day, and you suddenly came to the end of land, where there was a beach. And beyond the beach, it appeared to be an eternal ocean. Suddenly, a little boat appeared out of nowhere. Just came drifting over towards you, beckoning you. It was a beautiful day. The ocean was calm, hardly a wave, just enough gentle rocking motion. And the desire in your soul caused the boat to go a little bit further and a little bit further from land. You sat up from within the boat, looked out, and were surprised to see that up ahead there were dark clouds, and you were heading for them. You called out to spirit, as you've never done before, and said, "Dear spirit, hear me now, Mother, Father, God, for I am in a place where I don't want to be." And you sat down in the bottom of the boat for a moment to wait to be pulled back home. And nothing happened. And above all the noise and the commotion, above even the fear that you had within you, you did indeed hear a voice from home that said to you, "You will never be alone." And then you were drawn into the wall of fire with such a force, such a veracity, that when you entered it, it tore you apart. And there seemed no hope, there seemed no way to get out. And every time you tried to regain your balance and tried to call to yourself or call to home, you were torn apart again and again, over and over. And you allowed yourself to fall now into the darkness, into the nothingness. Any part of an identity of yourself was gone. If you look deep into your soul self right now, in this moment, you come to realize that this was perhaps the most difficult time, the most difficult moment that you have ever experienced. You took a deep breath, deep within your soul. You said to yourself, "I am that I am. I am aware of myself." And then you said the words that launched you on the journey. Who am I? And so it was. Dear friends, so it is that there is nothing more beautiful and sometimes more challenging than to be in physical form. There is no better place in all of creation, including the original kingdom, where you can learn to love yourself, where you can allow yourself to love yourself like you can right here on earth. That's why the order of the Ark and all the wisdom of all the angels created earth, for the intimacy with yourself. Okay.
I'd like to add for that, this Journey of the Angels is 10 segments. It's quite a long story. And part of what made us put it out and make people see it and more access to it was because Adamus has constantly been making references to it, things that are in Journey of the Angels that isn't really anywhere else, and it's all in this Journey of the Angels thing. And basically, it's Tobias's interpretation of how we came to be and why we're here and how we're here. It's old. It's, you know, it's...
Yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah, it's
10 years old. And, that's old.
But from having been with people taking this class, the one thing that I've noticed beyond words is, it like I said, there's 10 segments, and you can listen to it, and it's like, yeah, nice story. And then somebody, and every single time I've ever been around it, there's some part in that story that has a very deep way of touching you. And it's not predictable. I can never tell when it's going to be there. It happened to me. It was unexpected, but something in that story will remind you of something of your past. And it's pretty remarkable. And every time we've ever taught it, I saw that.
And it's touching for me because it was actually the last thing that Tobias did that I channeled before he left, other than his farewell. So it's always kind of has a real soft spot in my heart. Tobias was so wonderful. I mean, wonderful to channel. He was kind and benevolent and grandfatherly. And then Adamus came in. A little bit different. Anyway, we're going to be offering this online Journey of the Angels, 10 sessions. Linda and I are going to be here hosting it live the entire time. It's March 13th through the 15th and $195. So we have a lot of people signed up already that are going to be watching.
Actually, that's true.
Okay. All right, moving along. Sexual energy schools.
You're doing that to a bug, right?
No, I'm having problems with the remote control. I think if I like jam it or hit it or something. Sexual energy school, which is one of the core Crimson Circle classes, that's going to be done. We're going to be back at the studio May 29th through 31st. It is probably the most popular, the most impactful. We do it online now twice a year. So if you haven't seen it or you want to watch it again, we're going to be hosting it live from Colorado.
It's so profound that it's the only thing that Crimson Circle has ever created that became a prerequisite to live events. We noticed it. It changed people. It changed their lives. And it's, like I said, only thing we have ever asked people to to come to a live event.
We're also going to be doing it in Spanish. Vili's going to be doing the live Spanish translation. So, and it's kind of interesting. We got a letter recently from a lady who had taken the last online, and it was so touching. We said, well, let's share it with everyone, with her permission, of course. So we have that letter, in a video form.
I waited more than 4 years before I felt the urge to take Crimson Circle's Sexual Energy School. I'd heard countless comments about it, and I believe that I already knew what it was about. Now I know. The experience of this class was a big bang for me, unfolding in slow motion. It's not only a workshop, it's really a step-by-step initiation, meaning a transformation in which the initiate is reborn into a new role. I had already buried the hope that I would ever understand what is wrong with my sex life, but SES gives a key. How to touch without neediness. It helped me realize that touching as a means to fulfill a need is a symptom of the sexual energy virus. In SES, I learned about touch without agenda, where the only motivation is being inspired by the beauty of who I really am and my wonderful physical body creation. I learned what self-love means in a practical way. SES brings self-love to a physical level because we are humans after all. Through this class, life must change if I follow Tobias' suggestion of regular time with myself. The energy flow in the body changes, and abused or ignored parts of the body come alive again. I'd like to lift the secret of this class a bit for others who are hesitating. It provides very practical and sensible coaching into a new life of self-love. It is so beautiful, this new art of caring for myself. Why did I wait so long?
So it's so beautiful. And it's, we try to describe the SES, Sexual Energy School, and it's always difficult because I guess we're too close to it, but somebody sends in a letter like that, and you're like, oh, so beautiful, so well stated, so thank you.
One last basic thing I would add to it is that the other thing that's so practical is it really is supportive in terms of relationships and managing your energy and being around other people. So it has many, many, many benefits. Her, what she stated was truly as beautiful as it gets.
So coming up this summer, right here back in Kona, we're doing the channeling workshop. We love doing it because it gives us a chance to talk about what channeling is like, kind of the physics behind it. And then during the 3 days, the attendees all get into, everybody gets into channeling. Somebody asked recently, is it okay for intermediate, you know, if you've been channeling or done it in the past? And my answer was yes, because we cover the basics, but we also get into a lot of the kind of the physics and, you know, what's really happening when you're channeling, how to determine if you're really channeling or just kind of picking up things, or even if it's your own self. So we get into a lot of that.
Plus, very popular.
Very, very popular. So that'll be this summer right here in Kona. I think we have, 20 people signed up, so we have room for more. But it doesn't matter. I love doing it anyway. Then we're off to Europe in the autumn. And what we're going to be doing there is a channeling workshop in Rust, Austria, right near the Hungarian border. That, unfortunately, is sold out. Then we're going to be doing the energy works in Saint-Marie-de-la-Mer, south of France.
Wow.
One of Linda's favorite places, because she gets to go listen to the band called Soy.
Which means I am.
Yeah. So we're heading back there, really looking forward to it. And then after that, it's our really kind of a big event of the year.
Huge.
Yeah.
500 people.
Yeah, in Lake Bled, Slovenia, which is one of my favorite places. We've got 500 Chambro coming in from all over the world. We're going to have one big celebration. And we've got a pretty good lineup going so far. The other thing we're going to have is the full showing of the Rude Awakening film that's coming out this summer. So I'm looking forward to that. And you'd think that with 500 Chambro, you know, from all over, that it'd be really crowded and busy, and it's not. It feels really intimate, very warm.
We had a really good friend who was in the television business that helped us find this community center that does theatrical stuff. And it's almost, we've never been in such an ideal space for a group that size, because the chairs, they go up and then they go around. No matter, you can be in the back, there is not a bad seat in that auditorium, and people love it.
Yep. So that's coming up. And I think that's...
It's a wait list, though.
Oh, it's a wait list. Yeah. It's sold out. And I think that's our lineup pretty much. No, I'm sorry. We're coming back here then, back to Kona, for the Master's Code in November.
Sold out.
And Energy Works sold out, so I'm just going to keep moving along. Okay.
Things change on the wait list, though. It does happen.
You can get on the wait list. So that's all the upcoming events. Let's take a look now at Chambro News.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's see what we have going on there with the news. First of all, Schomburg Magazine, I love this cover shot. Mark Ritter took it, I forgot when, back in November, down the driveway one night. And that's George Andrada from the Rude Awakening team celebrating life. So there's a lot of great articles this month. Once again, we have really good guest articles. Gene Tinder's article is a big hit. And, of course, Mark Ritter does the art direction and design in the magazine. Always award-winning, in my opinion. Okay. Next coming up is at the Korean workshop, Adama started by talking about the coronavirus, which I didn't really expect. I mean, kind of threw me off. He had a very, very interesting take on it, and it wasn't fearful at all. But he describes the energy behind the virus. So with the attendees' approval, we put that out to all Schomburg. It's available now as a free download online in audio or text. We have a lot of translations in already, and more coming soon. You can get it by going to thestore.crimsoncircle.com. Very interesting take.
Very interesting. Yeah.
And I think it's maybe 15 minutes, you know, not real long, but it kind of explains what's behind the whole coronavirus thing. Good.
And it is safe to drink Corona beer.
I mean, it's sad that you have to even mention that.
But it was true.
But unfortunately, it's true.
Social media.
Their sales are down like 40% or some ridiculous number. Oh, my God, that's how it spread through Corona beer. And, of course, the people at Budweiser are going... just as a reminder, ProNOS 2020 is out. We, of course, did that back in January, but it's so good. I love ProNOS. It scares the hell out of me every year when we do it. Because,
you get a little edgy.
Oh, for weeks beforehand, because ProNOS is kind of the time Adamus talks about the planet. It's kind of the planetary forecast, and it's not a psychic prediction. I mean, it hits hard. It's tough stuff. It's not warm, fuzzy stuff, but you get such a good idea of what's really happening on the planet now. So if you hadn't had a chance to view ProNOS 2020, it's a good idea because it'll make some of the things he's going to be talking about more understandable.
Well, and he says it like it is. He says it in a fair and balanced way. It's not all just sugar and cookies.
Absolutely. Not at all. Okay, and next we've got news. We have, actually, this kind of ties into ProNOS in an interesting way. We have a new member of the staff at Crimson Circle, just started on March 1st, which happened to be your birthday.
Yep.
And that new member of the Crimson Circle staff is Jorge Marino. He is our new Senior Director of Technology. Hello. Hello. Bell, you've changed. You're so different. Oh, and there's Bell, yeah. I'm sorry, we had a little dog interruption. It happens here, you know, dogs, and it might be a wild pig that comes through next, a bird, you know. And it's like... Anyway, Jorge just started.
Very excited.
You know, we've got a great staff. We got a great team. But we realized that we really needed a lot of expertise in technology. I mean, it's the basis of what Adamus is talking about these days, how technology and consciousness and what we're doing are so interwoven. And we realize that not only do we as an organization need to stay on top of technology, everything from our websites to our webcasts and everything technical, but we needed a much deeper understanding of where technology is going
vision.
In the future, vision, and somebody to guide us into that. And we've been looking for a technology director for a little while, I would say about a year, year and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For
and
sure.
That's hard to find because, first of all, really good technology people, they're taken. I mean, all around the world.
High demand.
We looked in Europe. We looked in South America. We looked everywhere. And we just weren't coming up with anybody. And we also knew it had to be Schomburg or at least somebody that was pretty open to the interesting things we do.
Right.
Somebody just off the streets, it'd last about a week, you know, and they'd say, you're a bunch of crazies. And also, we're small.
We are.
We are. we're a small company by all rights, and we've got 11 full-time people and 5 part-time people, so a pretty small company. And if you want to get somebody really high power in, that's pretty difficult because they're on, you know, they're doing the big company thing. So I was griping to Adamus back in May last year. I was just having one of my little argument tizzy fits with him, and I'm like, so Adamus, you know, you keep telling me we've got to have this type of person, and we've got to stay up on technology.
Got to be ready for the future.
Got to be ready, you know, because he keeps pounding on me in particular, and then I pound on everybody else. We got to be ready. We've got to be ready for that next wave of people that come in. And of course, Adamus's answer it was as simple as, "He'll show it. They will show up at your door." I'm like, "Yeah, right." That's kind of like, "Just allow, just allow." You're right in the middle of a crisis in your life. Just allow. He's like, "It'll show. They'll show up at your door." So I'm like, "Yeah, right." I kind of ignored it. Well, back at the July Shoud, I was standing outside talking to a group of people, and this gentleman walked out, introduced himself as Jorge, and said, Linda said I should come out and talk to you. Okay. So we got to talking and just kind of chit-chatting. And after about 5-10 minutes, I said, so what do you do? And he said, oh, I'm a director of technology for a company in Salt Lake City. And literally, I heard bells. Ding, 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 ding. This is it. And we continued talking. We spent a lot of time talking on the phone. Jorge came down to Colorado.
Really good man.
He's been Chamber for about 5-6 years. And he's been to a couple of shows, I think, now. But we really, really liked him right away.
Really personable.
Very personable. He was originally from Mexico, now living in Salt Lake City. Really good understanding of technology, and it's so exciting to have him
Very
on board.
Exciting.
So, Jorge, we're delighted that you accepted the job, and you've lasted a week now. That's good. We're happy.
we're on a roll.
Yeah, so welcome to the staff, Jorge, and we're delighted to have you, and we're looking forward to really being, not just from what we do with technology, but our deep understanding, because Adama says everything right now on the planet is all about technology, where it's going, and eventually changing the human species from the Homo sapien to the, what does he call it, the techno sapien or robo sapien. And these things aren't science fiction. They aren't somewhere far in the future. They're happening right now. If you read any sort of news, you hear about the technology things every day.
Every day.
The things that are going on that are a little scary at times. So it's good to have Jorge as part of the team.
Very excited.
Okay, what's next?
Not so much.
Yeah. Coming April 1st. April 1st, it's opening registration for Keyhawk 10. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
I
remember when we were back in the Coke Creek Canyon Hall doing the shouds, and Adamus mentioned it, and he said, we're going to do this thing. We're going to call it Keyhawk, and we're going to he gave us 3 months to get it organized. Now it's in its 10th year. It's amazing. We have, at least 1,200 Chamber from all over the world participating. It's one of the things that Linda and I absolutely love to do. It's twice a month, and we just sit down and bring Adamus in, record it. I really enjoy it. So registration is opening up for Keyhawk on April 1st. This year we're going to have a translations in, I don't remember all the languages, Spanish, of course, Russian, German, of course. I think we have French and Japanese, and so it's recorded in a lot, or translated in a lot of different languages.
We've had other requests too.
And other requests, so that's coming up soon. So with that, I think it's almost time to go on break, but before we do, we want to thank all of our translators, our web hosts, the Crimson Circle Angels who make all of this possible, the volunteers, and of course, Chambra. I would have never thought when we got into this that we would be doing what we're doing with the incredible people we're doing it with.
It's, you know, it's worldwide, and that's just stunning and unbelievable. And it got worldwide because people would find us and want to help us share it. And that's part of what's made it so stunning, and the technology is so important. It's the technology that allowed us to really reach out to people.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, everyone.
So we're going to take a break here in Kona, and for all of you back at the studio in Colorado, time for your break. We miss you, and we'll see you in a couple months. And for everybody else watching from all around the world, Thank you for taking part in this Shoud, the March 2020 Shoud. We'll be back with Adamas in just a little bit. And be careful of those of you who are here of where you sit. He likes talking to people at the ends of the aisle. And be really nice to Linda if you don't want the microphone. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back in 40 minutes. Have a good break.
Thank you.